lo yadina kamo. If only from the second pasuk of Akutzrachem and Ukrosem, true, I know that a day that you're allowed to do malacha, you're allowed to bring a korban. But I won't know how many days you have to make up for the korbanos you didn't bring. Lo yadana kamo. Therefore, we need a first limit of Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos, that just like Matzos is 7 days, Hu Adin Shavuos also a makeup of 7 days altogether. Six more. Trash lo yadana kama yomim yiyilu tashlumim. Kamashmon Reb Lozo, that ma Chag HaMatzos shiva, afkan is also shiva. So tomorrow, for Ashlokish Shomer, Ashlokish says like this, V'chag HaKotzir, Eze Chag Shatachoygeg, the Kotzeboy, which is a yomtiv, that you have a yomtiv and a Kotze, you can make a ktsira, you can cut down tfua. Have a yom is that teres. Hatayin is talking about teres, at teres shvuas. Trash v'chag ktsir, v'kurei masecha, v'chag shvuas ktsiv. It says this in you, cutting down for the maestris, it says it on a chag shvuas, it says. For the Gemara Amos, what are you talking about? Ilai ma biyomtiv, on yomtiv itself a shvuas. For the Gemara ktsira biyomtiv mishori, are you allowed to cut down wheat or tfu on Yom Tov? So malacha. Elalav letashlumim. Elamaya means that there are days after Shavuos that also ask Kedusha on the day that you can bring Karbonis, make up for the Karbon you didn't bring. And those are weekdays you're allowed to do malacha. So you see, as Shavuos has weekdays that has a din Kedusha to bring Karbonis. Yom Rav Yechlin. Rav Yechlin says, Elamayatev, so Chag Osif. Not that it says by Sukkot, it's called the Chag of gathering together. Ezel Chag Sheesh Bo Yasifa, which is a Yom Tov that you gather the Tfuah together. It's a time to cut it down and you gather it together. Have a Yom is a Chag Asukkot. That's at the end of the season, Chag Asukkot, that's the Zman Asifa. Amos, when does it mean you're allowed to make the Asifa? Ilay me biyomtif on yomtif itself, you cut down the tfu and gather it together. For the Gemara, malacha biyomtif mishari, such malacha is also, you can't cut down the wheat, cut down the tfu to gather it together. That's also on yomtif. Ela b'chola shemayit. Ela ma, you want to tell me means on cholamayit? Cholamayit, you're allowed to do this malacha basifa. For the Gemara, cholish shemayit mishari, no. Even on cholamayit, they're allowed to do these malachas. These are not malachas, the sarach yomtif. You want to cut down all the wheat for the rest of the year and gather it together. That's called the Malachas Avodah. That's also on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed will soon see if you want to do certain Malachas, or Malachas Avod, or Malachas Tzarech HaYomtiv. But here, to cut down the wheat for the rest of the year, you have no right to do it on Yomtiv, on Chol HaMoed even. Ella, you want to tell me now, Chag HaBo B'Zman HaSifa. All the Pasuk means is that Sukkot is the Yomtiv that comes at the time of the year when that's the time ripe to gather all the Tfuah together. So maybe Hochinami, Chag, when it says Shavuos, it's called Chag HaKtzir, maybe it means Chag HaBo B'Zman Ktzira, that's all. It only means Shavuos is at the time when it's a good time to cut down the Tfuah. But not that you're allowed to cut down, not that it means a weekday has Kedusha, it just means at the time when it's ripe to make a Ktzira, that's the time of Chag HaShavuos. Mechlaz Demar says, Akoponim, so therefore you have no raya from this last pasuk. But I call upon in the chlau the tavayu svirulu the chol shemoyid osa b'sias malacha. Mashma both of them hold though that on chol moyid poshes mashma midiraisa you're not allowed to do malachas on chol moyid. For the gemara minoy and emili, how do we know this? So again, poshes this gemara's mashma that's osa midiraisa. Like Taisa says, chol shemoyid osa b'sias malacha lechura mashma dimlacha dimisa bay midiraisa the mafik bay miposuk. The chayim perak beis the moed katin, let me boil over the rabbonin, el afilu chol shemer di raisa, the chayim perak shasta mekuntris. That's Rashi Shita, that the melechas chol moed is asim in the raisa. Spoke out once, there's a machlokes v'shoinim. He had told you, not like that, because for a minute time, the him came dovru ovud, if you have something that's going to be a loss, if you don't do it, you'll have to do it on chol moed. So question why, if it's asim in the raisa, how can you do those melechas on chol moed? The kam malachas to shirin and hosam, eichem ishtarinon, chiechem etzin and isa diraisa, mitzas yusam, mitzas mutter. We really have a fine with diraisa, that part is mutter and part is asar. So therefore the rach pshat is, le misa malacha, it's not asar mit diraisa. It's only asar mit dirabonin. That's the most like it's reshoinim. If the malachas chol amoyed is asar mit diraisa, we're only asar mit dirabonin. If you hold us asar mit dirabonin, the Gemara means that that's machta. So Gemara says, Minohan Emili, how do we know to say this that on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do Malacha, Minohan Emili? The Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmer, Shivas Yomim. You have to keep Sukkis or Pesach for 7 days. Lima da cholish shemayet she'asim b'siyas v'lecha. Because it's mashma chaga matzah tishva shibas yamim. Mashma all 7 days, you have to watch it not to do work. Divrei Rabbi Yashi, that's Rabbi Yashi's Rosha. Rabbi Yonasan and Oymar, ain't a tzarech, I don't need this. Kal v'chaymer. Omar risha nushvi, shen kedusha lefneim l'achrayim. Madich the first day of Pesach, and the last day of Pesach, that does not have kedusha before it. Or afterwards, osa v'siyas melacha. You can't do mloch on the first day and seventh day of Pesach. Chol shemoy, the days in between. Sheyesh kedusha lefnei melach rayim. There's the first day yomtiv, there's the last day yomtiv. Is ein odin sheyasev asiyas melacha? Isn't it for sure that it should be yasev asiyas melacha? For the Gemara on this, sheyesh shemay breshish yachiyach. No, bring your rayim from the 6 days of the week. Sheyesh kedusha lefneiim uli achrayim umutar asiyas melacha. There's a Shabbos before, a Shabbos after, and you have 6 days in between. So you see, even though there's a Kedusha before and afterwards, you could do Malacha in between. So maybe Chol HaMoed also was mutter to do Malacha. But it says, no, Malach Shesh Shemayim Reishis, Shein Bem Korban Musaf. There's no special Korban those days, the 6 weekdays. So Pshit, it's a regular weekday, you could do work. Tiyom HaBachol HaShemayim, Shesh Bem Korban Musaf, since it has a Korban Musaf, that's a Sfarat to say that it should be also Tasiyas Malacha. That alone is not a proof. I'll tell you, Rosh Chodesh Yechiyach. Sheyesh per korban musaf, and mutav asiyas melacha. We know Rosh Chodesh also is a korban musaf, and you're allowed to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. So maybe you are in Chol HaMoed, also you're allowed to do melacha on Chol HaMoed. Where it says, no, Ma'ala Rosh Chodesh shein kruya mikra kodesh. The Pasuk doesn't call it mikra kodesh. Teyoma b'chole shemoyit shekorui mikra kodesh. Hoyo v'kori mikra kodesh, dinu shasav asiyas melacha. Since the pasuk calls Chol HaMoed mikra kodesh, that's a svarah to say that it should be yasa asiyas melacha. So if you learn pshat al gemara that these are psukim in yiraisa, that Chol HaMoed you can't do melacha, the kasha is then, how come a dover avud, some melacha you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed? The teretz is, lati shrita is the same one we have on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur also, there are shown to learn that the 5 inuyim of not to wear shoes and not to rub yourself, not to wash yourself, is also awesome midiraisa. Even though there are certain cases that's mutter. By a choyla, you're allowed to wash yourself. To wash off dirt, you're allowed to. So pshat is, the Torah gave it over to Chachomim to tell us exactly what's awesome midiraisa and what's not. The Chachomim have right to tell us what the Torah really meant. The Torah gave it over to Chachomim. Whatever they want to explain it, that's what the Torah meant to say. Here Chol HaMoed also. When the Torah explained to us, the Rabbanan explained to us that it's dover over its mutter. So now the pshat is the Torah said it's mutter. But what the Chachomim said it's also, they're explaining what the Torah meant. So the Chachomim, this is the Rashi's pshat, the Stak Rosem and the Raisa, to do Melachos and Chol HaMoed, only if a dover over or Sarach HaMoed, things that are mutter, that you have a heter for. You're holding off Yud Ches Amar Aleph. We're in the middle of the Shiloh that we brought a Rai, everybody holds Malach on Chol HaMoed is Osir. You're not allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed. So in the middle of bringing down Sukkim, how do we know this Yisoid that Chol HaMoed is Osir Vasiyas Malacha? And again, we spoke about yesterday the famous Tosis here, that the Machlokes we showing him is these Sukkim means Midiraisa, you can't do work on Chol HaMoed, or else they're only in a Smachta, and the Yisum are only Midirabonin. But Midiraisa, you could do all Malachas and Chol HaMoed, it's only Midirabonin, certain Malachas are also, and therefore, certain times you're allowed to, Dover Over, the Tzorach Yomtiv, the Rabbanin will make it. The other side is, the Ika Malachas is also Midiraisa, just the Rabbanin have a right to explain to us, what did the Torah mean to Asar, and what is Mutter. Like a Dover Over, is Mutter Midiraisa. So in the middle of Gemara now, in the middle of Gemara, it's again, that Madoch to the first day Pesach and last day Pesach is also Basias Malacha, and the days before or afterwards is not also. So Chol HaMoed that the days before and the day after is also Basias Malacha for sure should be also. So Gemara said though Sheshes Yimei Breishis is Zechiach, that 6 days you're allowed to work even though you have a Shabbos before and a Shabbos afterwards. So Gemara says that Mala Shesh Shemei Bresh Shein Dem Korban Musaf. There's no Korban Musaf. Tiyama B'Cholah Shemoyed Sheyesh Ba Korban Musaf. Cholah Moyed has a Korban Musaf, therefore it's more strict. That's why it's also Vasiyas Melacha. That whereas Rosh Chodesh Shechiyach Sheyesh Ba Korban Musaf Umuti Vasiyas Melacha. I Rosh Chodesh has a Korban Musaf, still you're allowed to do work. So Mor says Mala Rosh Chodesh Shein Kruya Mikra Kodesh. Tiyama B'Cholah Shemoyed She Kruya Mikra Kodesh. It's called, the pasuk calls even Chol HaMoed Mikra Kodesh. So Hoyel V'Kruya Mikra Kodesh Dinu Shasa V'Sias Melacha. That's another svar, another reason why Chol HaMoed is also to do Melacha. Since the Torah called it Mikra Kodesh, that's a svar that has a Melacha like Yom Tif, that it's also to do Melacha. Tan Yidach, we're going to another Braisa. Tan Yidach. Pasuk says, Kol Melacha Sa'avoida Lo Sasu. You can't do any Melacha Sa'avoida on Yom Tif. Limer comes to teach us Acholu Shemoyed Shasa Basias Melacha. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Shita that Kol Melacha Savoid Lo Sasu is going on the whole Yom Tif of Pesach. The whole Yom Tif is also Basias Melacha. Even Chol HaMoed is also Basias Melacha. Rashi says Lo Sasa V'Samach Lo Shivat Yomim Takrivu Isha. 7 days bring korban. Limur Acholu Shemoyed Vachi Dorish Bei. Lo isasu shivas yomim. O v'chaga sukkis kiv. Napos is talking about chaga sukkis. V'yole kaimi. Hach mas tisim teros kanim. By chaga sukkis, it says a lotion of kol melechas avoid lo isasu. Means all the 7 days of sukkis, it's also to do melecha. It's mashm even chol amoyed, you can't do melecha. Rabbi Akiva roi mer, ain't a tzorech. We don't need this posik. Harei yuayim, another posik says, Eila moyadi Hashem. These are the moadim of Hashem. So, b'ma'a kosim adaba, what does the pasuk mean? These are mo'adim, these are the yom tovim. In Berishin, if it means the first day of Pesach, harei kva nema shabosin. The pasuk says already on the first day of Pesach, shabosin, you can't do melacha. You're not allowed to do any work on the first day of Pesach. In Bishvi, if it means the seventh day of Pesach, harei kva nema shabosin. There's another pasuk that said that on the seventh day, shvi sha Pesach is a yom tov, there's an issa melacha, you have to rest. If so, what does the pasuk mean? Eila mo'adi Hashem, ho'ein ha'kosuv medaber ela b'chol ha'shemoyed. The pasuk is coming to include even chol ha'moyed also. L'lam d'cho to come to teach us, she'osa ba'asiyas melacha. That even on chol ha'moyed of Pesach, who are din of Sukkis, it's also to do melacha. And again, Pasha the Moraz Mashma, it's also in the Raisa, but Toi says it's not to say it's only us from the Rabbonon, these Gemaras are only in the Smachta. Now, Tan Yidach, another price, it sounds like this. Sheshes yomim toyocho matzos. 6 days you should eat matzah. Uva yoyim ha-shvi atzeres l'ashem. On the seventh day, shvi shel Pesach has an issa melacha. Atzeres l'ashem means otzur, means you can't do melacha. So the seventh day has an issa yom tov on it, you can't do melacha. So l'chura ma-shvi otzur, just like the seventh day, it's otzur, it's held back. You're not allowed to work, you can't do melacha on shvi shel Pesach. Av sheshes yomim atzurim. Who are then the first 6 days, even during Chol HaMoed, is also held back. You can't do melacha during Chol HaMoed. For the Gemara, ima shvi otzav chol melacha. Maybe if you want to compare Chol HaMoed to shvi shel Pesach, just like shvi shel Pesach is also any melacha, you can't do any melacha on shvi shel Pesach. Maybe av sheshes yomim. Who are then the first 6 days, even the Chol HaMoed, but not the first day of Pesach, is also lost with all lamates melachas. But maybe the next 5 days of diraisa, that's Chol HaMoed, is atzur mechom melacha. Maybe even the 5 days of Chol HaMoed also you can't do melacha. Talmud Lomar, not the pasuk says no. Uva yoyim hashvi atzeres. Only the seventh day is atzur, so is held back from doing work. So idashin hashvi atzur. The seventh day shvi shel Pesach, that's a real yom tif. You can't do any work on shvi shel Pesach. Atzur mechom melacha. But we ain't shisha yomim atzur mechom locha. 6 days really means only the 5 days. But the 5 days of Chol HaMoed, that's not held back. That you are allowed to do melacha. Sechur tzestira. First, we're dashening all 6 days you can't do any melacha. And now we're dashening, no, only the 7th day is osur, but the 6 days are mutter. So manashach, is it osur or is it mutter? The Teretz says yes, it has both dinim. Chol HaMoed has 2 dinim to it. Certain melachas you are allowed to do, and certain melachas you're not allowed to do. How do we know? the Torah is given over to Chachamim to explain itself. In other words, a cloud like this, the Torah says something, and we can't understand what the Pesukim mean. So such a case is, what the Torah is telling us is, ask the Chachamim how they'll explain it. Loi Masron HaKosov El Chachamim. Loi Melechot, to teach us, Ezu Yoim Osir, V'Ezu Yoim Mutter. Which day is mutter, which day is osur? That means which day is mutter means chol hamoed, some malachas you're allowed to do, and some days are osur, means the first day and the seventh day of Pesach, you can't do any malach at all. And now on chol hamoed, eizu malacha asura, v'eizu malacha materis. On the chol hamoed itself, certain malachas you are allowed to do, or dover ovid, something you'll have a loss if you don't do, you're allowed to do on chol hamoed, a tzarech yomtif, you're allowed to do on chol hamoed, a tzarech rabim, no mesech tamoed, cotton we had. A lot of different tanoim, certain malachas you're allowed to do on chol hamoed. V'yeza malacha asura, but the other malachas are also to do on chol hamoed. So another way to learn those sugir is that we pass like this last man diyama. That it could be that the first man diyama, they dashim sukim in achanami. It would mamish be osim in the raisa to do malacha on chol hamoed. But Allah we hold like this last man diyama. According to last man diyama, the source of the machlokas we showing him, what does the Gemara mean to say? Well, we say, like masra and akosav el chachamim. Do we mean to say is that it's not midiraisa, it's only an asmachta, and the rabbonin have a right to explain what's osa, what's mutter, which comes out to be a pure ism of the rabbonin? That's what some shittas hold, that to do work on cholamoid is only osa of the rabbonin. And the other shittas learn, no, this is mamashid diraisa. Midiraisa, you're not allowed to do malach on cholamoid. We see certain malachas you are allowed to do, dov rovid, that's a din of diraisa. Sometimes the Torah does not explain itself. And the Torah is given over to Chumim to explain the Torah. And the way the Chumim say, that's really what the Torah meant. And we say the same machlokes we said yesterday is one Yom Kippur. That's what we say on Yom Kippur, there are five inuyim you can't do on Yom Kippur. And not allowed to wash yourself, not allowed to rub yourself, you can't wear shoes. Those Yisurim also, it's machlokes we showing them. Some Yisurim learn it's awesome with Yeraisa. We see certain that Torah Makal is allowed to wash yourself. If it's awesome with Yeraisa, why? The Torah says the same thing. The Torah says it's also not to wash yourself on Yom Kippur, but it's given over to Chum to explain which washing is also. Only a washing Shel Hanor is also. But a washing to take off dirt off your hand, you're allowed to on Yom Kippur. So that's what some learn. It's also midiraisa, but the Chum have a right to explain exactly what's also, what's mutter. Other Rishonim learn, no, you never find such a thing with your Isa. When a terrorist says something, it's also, there's no tanoim. Halfway, yes, halfway, no. When a terrorist says it's also, lagamri. That did their tanoim by Melechus of Yom Kippur, or here by Chol Hamoed, the pshat is, it's a pure Rabbanim de Kisser. Just the Rabbanim have a right to make an asmachta, and they said, some are also, some are mutter. Right. Then the Mishnah says, that mumetarim behesped v'tainis shelo lekayim as divrei ahomrim atzera sachra Shabbos. The Mishnah says in the case that Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, so when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring the korbanos on Shabbos. You can't bring the korban chagiga or the korban erlus ri on Shabbos. So lochris, you're allowed to bring it on Sunday. You have to bring it the next day. So even though usually when you bring korbanos, it's like a yomtiv, especially Yisru Chag, usually the day after yomtiv. Also has dinei yom tovim, not to say hesped, not to fast. But on this Sunday, you're allowed to fast. If Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, the next Sunday, Yisro Chag, you're allowed to fast. Why? To show the Tzedukim they were wrong. That the Tzedukim used to say, Shavuos always comes out on Sunday. They made a mistake. They said, the Pasuk says, Mochros HaShabbos means mamish. You have to start counting Svira from Mochros HaShabbos. The first Sunday, you start counting 50 days, then the 50th Sunday, the 50th day Sunday, that's Shavuos. So not to make the mistake, the Chum said that when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, make sure the next day Sunday, don't make it for Yom Tov. Therefore, you're allowed to fast, you're allowed to give us Beidim. For the Gemara Akasha, but Tanya will learn out like that. For Tanya, Maise Umeis Alachsa, some say it was Alexandria, that he was Meis, Belud. By says he died on Yisru Chag of Shavuos, the day after Shavuos. And the Maisa was, V'nichnesu kol Yisrael ha-soiftoi. Everybody came together to say a hesped on him. V'lo hinichum Rabbi Tarfin. The Tarfin did not let them say a hesped on Achsandria, because he died on Yisru Chag of Shavuos. B'fnei sheyomtev shel atzeres hoya. It was the yomtev of atzeres. For the Gemara, yomtev sakadaitach, ibi yomtev mikosui. It was mamish died on Shavuos itself, where the people gathered together on Shavuos to say a hesped. That's treated, nobody would do that.
on Shavuos, you don't, on Yom Tov, you don't bury him. Stoma. And they didn't spade him for sure, not on Shavuos. Elo, what does it mean to say the Maisa was? Eleimu of Neisha Yerim Tavuachoya. We're talking about a case that it means Israel Chag. That means he died on the first day Shavuos. And the next day, if you don't bring a korban the first day, you can bring a korban during the next 6 days. So it's called Yerim Tavuach. And still you see, he did not let him say Hespit. So the Havim mean it was Shavuos came out on Shabbos that year, and he died on Sunday, Israel Chag, and he did not let them say Hespit on Israel Chag. So you see, not like our Mishnah. So Mara says, like Kashi, there's no stira. Can't be Yom Teshachal Lios Achra Shabbos. Our Mishnah is talking about that Shabbos comes out on, that Shavuos comes out on Shabbos. So now the Yom Tavuach, the Yisrael Chag is Sunday. And that day, on Sunday, the Chomer wanted not to make it for Yom Tav at all, not to agree with the Tzdukim. Therefore, you could say Hesped then. You could fast then. The Khan, the Maestro by Alexandru, when he was Nifter, the Yom Teshachal Lios for Shabbos. No, forget. The other way. Lakasha, Khan, the Yom Teshachal Lios Achra Shabbos. His demise of Alexandria here was he died during the weekday. That means Shavuos came out in the middle of the week. Shavuos came out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So then what's the Yisroel Chag? What's the day after that? Another weekday. So if it's a regular weekday, Avada, then Yisroel Chag has a din yomtif on it, the niksas, then you're not allowed to fast Yisroel Chag, and they can't say aspedim. That was the demise of Balachsra. He died, let's say Shavuos came out on Monday. So he died on that Tuesday. That Tuesday is Yisroel Chag, a regular Yisroel Chag, you're not supposed to say aspedim. That our Mishnah says he could say aspedim on Yisroel Chag and Shavuos, means when Shavuos came out on Shabbos. So now Yisroel Chag is Sunday, they did not want Badafka that Sunday to be Yom Tov. Not to agree with the Tzedukim, we made a special halacha that Sunday to say aspedim. So at the Mishnah.